Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday. It's the 13th day of October, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts. A quick reflection back on yesterday. A couple of things. Up to 98 degrees yesterday out at Camp Mabry. The record was 99, so we didn't have to worry about breaking the record, but we came close. In addition, if you recall, if you're with me yesterday, I mentioned some of the computer models were showing one or two thunderstorms popping up across the area, and I chose not to mention that in the forecast, just saying, hey, just kind of keep it in mind. Well, guess what? We saw that last evening. Some people thought, well, that was along the cold front you've been talking about. Well, that cold front actually didn't move across the Austin area until the 10 o'clock hour last evening. Those showers and thunderstorms, the best I can tell, were rather random where they developed. They moved to the east. They didn't last very long. But folks, very simply, just because of the pent-up energy in the atmosphere, the 98-degree temperature at Camp Mabry, 96 degrees out at Bergstrom, the atmosphere just became rather angry at the time, and we saw those scattered showers, very widely scattered showers and thunderstorms indeed develop yesterday. But again, it wasn't ahead of the front. The front was about 3 or 4 hours later as the nighttime hours got underway across south-central Texas. Now, in the wake of that front, drier, more stable air has settled into place. Not going to result in much difference in temperature. Yeah, it'll be a little cooler today and a lot less humid, but I think highs still get up close to 90 before the day's out. And even tonight, temperatures back to the low and middle 60s for the Austin area. By tomorrow, the high pressure that has settled south in the wake of the front and the clockwise wind flow around it will move off to the east. What does that mean for us? The front to the south will break down, wash out. We get back to a south-to-southeasterly wind by late in the day on Friday, into Friday night, into Saturday. And that's going to begin to bring moisture back, and the humidity is going to be back as well, particularly as we make our way into late afternoon tomorrow and through Saturday into Sunday. What is this moisture returning in advance of? You all should know that if you've been following this the last couple of days. It's that upper-level low-pressure storm system and the first stronger cold front of the season due in the Austin area by late Sunday night on into Monday. Now, as we do bring that system into the southern plains, what it's going to do initially on Sunday is help the cold front move south, and probably late Sunday night into early Monday morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible across the area with a lightning risk, gusty winds, and that sort of thing. But part of the upper-level low is going to linger to the west. In other words, the upper-level storm system moving by is going to be a good chunk of it, and that'll allow that cold front to slide south in the area, but there'll still remain some of it to the west. And as a result, as cooler temperatures arrive, I'm going to call for rain chances to linger a little bit on into Monday night, and maybe even to the first couple of hours of the day on Tuesday. Once we get into Tuesday of next week, I think that bit of that upper air disturbance will become less of a factor, and I think we'll break back out into sunshine and really be able to enjoy cooler temperatures for a change. Highs in the 70s once that front passes and skies clear next week, and overnight lows down in the 50s. I will tell you, though, it's interesting this morning to see what's happened overnight with some of the computer models. I say some of them, to be honest with you, it's across the board that they're suggesting that the rainfall with this system may not be as much as we originally counted on. Originally, I was thinking 1 to 2 inches of rain with this system, and still thinking that way now. I want to wait a little bit and see what the computer models from first thing this morning are telling us. National Weather Service, Weather Prediction Center, College Park, Maryland, suggesting 1 to 2 inches of rain as well. It'll be interesting to see if the midnight runs, that intermediate run of the computer models, may have an effect on what the National Weather Service does in their rainfall guidance later today. Could it end up being a little less rainfall? Perhaps. We'll need to watch that very, very carefully. But the cold front's still on the way. Timing is still not certain, but we think sometime Sunday night on that. And I really believe we're going to see much cooler temperatures. We've been talking about this for a while, and it seemed like those fronts always kind of hang up about 5, 6, 7 days out and never really get here as far as cooler temperatures. This one should. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 13th day of October, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as my 7-day forecast, which is, of course, on the website. I'll do that on Friday morning. Hope you have a good Thursday.